You're listening to The Best of Perry Gauthier, where we remember our friend and leader who was taken from us in this life in December of 2020. It is our hope that his memory lives on in the hundreds and thousands of people who he touched both in and outside of capitals in this country and around the world. We will be sharing interviews that Perry did for radio and television throughout the following weeks. Perry was always prepared to share the good news of Christ and God's love for politicians and people serving in the political realm. In this part of the Epoch Times interview, Perry gets into the history behind the Black Rope Regiment of Preachers and what they did with the ethical information of their times.
If you would ask the British press after the Revolutionary War, or even amidst it, who started this Revolutionary War, this war for independence, their answer would have been the Black-Robed Regiment. Have you heard of that term?
I have not.
It is a reference to the fact that the Puritan preachers and the Protestant preachers in America, who, as a result, we spoke earlier of the Great Awakening. So the revival, religious and spiritual awakening in America that happened was followed by a wave of great Bible preaching by men who would mount up into their pulpits over the top of whatever they were wearing underneath with a black robe. The British press said that those preachers, there aren't angels, but they're messengers. Angelos in Greek means messenger, same word for preacher and angel in the New Testament. These black-robed preachers in America who knew the Bible and knew it wasn't just some soft little nice document for, you know, timid people, but it was thriving with robust ethics, including courage, including life and death, including prosperity and hardship, the full counsel of Holy Scripture. These men were experts, and they were the smartest people in town, and they taught their communities from kiver to kiver, like one Scottish woman said, from cover to cover, the Bible. Okay, so if, just like angels, if they brought the full ethics to inform the minds and inflame the hearts of the colonists about what was right before Almighty God who got them to this country, then they also knew about tyranny. And they knew that the Bible, and we can talk about the original seal for the United States, if you want to, about tyranny. They knew tyranny was wrong. They knew that governments are prescribed to serve and punish evil, not to be masters and punish good. So they knew that. So these preachers inflamed the hearts of the colonists. And so when the dissatisfaction with the tyranny grew more and more and more, they were ready to fight. And often these black-robed preachers would take off their black robes and underneath have guns and actually military uniforms on and lead their congregations to war. I mean, that's a little different than some soft little wimpy preacher who thinks it's all just hold your own hands and be nice and be a doormat, as if these great terrors upon culture are not horrible. But men of God know better. People of character know better that there's certain inalienable rights by God, and they will do something about it. So back to the angels, the British said the Black Robe Regiment, they caused this revolution because they had the ethical information that inflamed the hearts of people who were being crushed and said, no, this will end. The line we're talking about, trying to kind of sort of define, they had reached it. And as sub-magistrates, because the magistrate was corrupt, these lower magistrates said, we will now step in, and you, O king, have sinned too greatly, and we withdraw. And they knew it had cost them their lives, their fortunes, and none of them lost honor, but many of them lost their lives, and many of them lost their fortune, because there's things worth dying for, things worth fighting for, unalienable rights. And when governments turn tyrannical, it is time to withdraw and even be willing to fight against them if it comes to that, even to die.
To learn more about Capital Studies, visit capitalstudies.org, where you can meet our current president, Pastor Aaron Hess, and also access the archive of podcasts on a variety of topics by Reverend Perry Gauthier. We look forward to sharing more of the Epoch Times interview with you in the following weeks.